Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network. Hallelujah. Your global transformation station. Welcome to Sister for this Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. At the top of the program, you heard Israel Halton with Moving Forward. I'm your host, Bishop Shalane Cook, and I'm here with my beautiful sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you please bow your heads and your hearts with us as Evangelist Michelle takes us to the Lord.
Thank you, Bishop. If everyone could just close their eyes and bow their heads as we go humbly to the throne of grace. Oh, Lord and our God, first I'd like to just thank you, Father God, for allowing me to come to your throne of grace and petition you with my prayers, Father God, and just make them known to you out loud, Father God. Lord God, I thank you for allowing me to just stand in the gap for your children right now and just lift them up to you, Father God. We praise you and we thank you for allowing us to see another day and get us to this point of the day. And I'm crying out to you, Lord God, right now, to bring an end to not just the pandemic, Father God, but to all of the diseases of this world that just plague people of the world, Father God. Please heal them that have been plagued by the virus and just all diseases of the world, Father God. I ask that you console their family members and friends who may have lost family members of the virus and just of cancer and just any kind of disease. There are so many. There are too many to name, Father God, but you know all of them, Father God. So we just ask that you would just console the family members and the friends and just give them fresh words of counseling that they can give. I ask that you would just move through the hospitals and the convalescent homes, Father God, and touch as only you know how, Lord God, and heal as you see fit. In the name of Jesus, bless each and every city, county, state, all over this world that has been hit,
Lord,
with a hurricane, a volcano, a fire, any kind of natural or unnatural disaster. Go through, Lord God, and bless all of the now people that are homeless and jobless. Bless the people, Lord. Bless them with shelter and food, clothing supplies. Supply all of their needs, Lord God. I just ask you that you would please, Bishop Shirlene Cook, Lord God, bless her tongue, Father God. Bless her tongue and just bless the words that proceeded out of
Thank
her mouth.
You, Jesus.
Bless your people on tonight as she bring a word, Father God, that some man, woman, boy, or girl would come crying, what must we do to be saved? Oh, Lord God, I just pray on
Jesus
tonight that you would just touch the hearts and minds of all of the servant leaders and government officials
all over
the world, Father God, that they not be so bearing over their sheep, Father God, in spiritual ways, for some people are easily swayed, Lord God. And I ask a special just blessing on the mayor of Chicago that she would be mindful in the things that she say and not be just so telling the people that they can't pray, Lord God. What
Come
type
on.
Of world is it when we're telling people when they can't pray, Lord God? Oh, when will this be lifted from up on us, Lord, that we can't pray,
Jesus,
Father God? We should be able to pray as we want to. We should not have to hide and just worship you, Father God. We should be able to go wherever we want to go, Lord Jesus, and lift your name up, Lord Jesus, for we're not ashamed of you, Lord God.
Yes,
we love
Lord.
You, we magnify you.
Yes,
so if we want to lift you up, Jesus, we should be able to just lift you up wherever we want to, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
I just ask that you continue to just bless this Spirit Alive network and all of the
Please,
servant
sir.
Leaders I continue to bless Apostle Zeta, Father God, and the conference as it goes forward. I just help them
Lord
to just keep giving the word out to the people, for it's impacting your people of God, Father God.
Yes,
they're
Lord.
Just
Hallelujah.
The conference, and they're being helped, the Lord Jesus. And we thank Bishop Cook
for
putting it on the airways, Lord God. We just are so inspired by the conference, Lord God. Women and men of God are being uplifted, Father God.
Yes.
So we just thank you for this right now.
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
We just ask that you just continue to love and wrap your blessed arms around your people, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Continue to just put that in our hearts as our eyes open each morning when you touch us with that finger of love, and our eyes spring open to see a day we've never seen before. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, and we lift you up, and we magnify you, and we just say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Opportunity to petition you, Lord Jesus. And
yes,
I thank
Jesus.
You for what you've done and what you're going to continue to do in our lives. It's in Jesus' precious, penetrating name that I pray and I say,
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God. Amen.
Amen and amen. Now, that was a prayer right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. All right. Well, thank
amen.
You, God. If you were not here with us last week, you missed a blessing, because my little sister here, Evangelist Michelle, she brought a word. She came to tell us how, you know, she was talking to us about what to do when we feel like quitting. And
all right.
You know, her word for the day was, we don't quit. No, we don't.
Amen.
So tonight I'm going to come basically with part two of this message, because on tonight I would like to share with you some tips for starting over. You see, because if we cannot quit, and we will not quit, sometimes we must start over. And I'm going to be in the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Book of Ruth, chapter 1. I first want to just give honor to God, who is the Lord, my Lord and Savior, to all of the servant leaders here on tonight, all of you, our listeners. I just praise God for you. The book of Ruth, chapter 1. If you are listening via your computers in the chat room, you may just simply pull up BibleGateway.com and type in the book of Ruth, and we're going to be looking at chapter 1. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads as follows. I think I'm going to read from 1 to about 22, and I'm going to read it pretty quickly because I want to keep my message short and sweet and to the point. So the word of God says, "Now it came to pass in the day when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi. And the man and his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah, and they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of women of Moab, the name of one Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, and she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of that place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return into the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have not, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them for having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave to her unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem, and it came to pass, when they had come to Bethlehem, that all of the city was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me not Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. Tonight, I'm going to give you Sister Ruth's tips, hallelujah, for starting over. Glory to God. Because sometimes in life, saints, we must face the fact that we must start over. Now, we may not want to start over. We might not know how we'll start over. But we do know we must begin again. When our world seems to be literally crumbling around us, it gets hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. The devastation of losing a loved one, your health, home, job, and possessions can make the possibility of starting over look very grim. When we're going through trials and tribulations, the last thing we may want to think about is starting over. But Sister Ruth shows us that we can do just that. You see, the story of Ruth is about loss, salvation, redemption, and restoration. Ruth was a young woman that was living a life that held a great future. She was married to a good man with strong family ties, and he loved and respected her. She herself enjoyed a wonderful relationship with his family, and she was looking forward to the life that she and her husband would build together. Now, for 10 years, she enjoyed such a life, and then suddenly that life changed. Her world turned upside down. She had lost her husband, her father-in-law, and her brother-in-law, all in a very short period of time. Now, the land was already plagued with famine, and now she had lost her husband, her covering, and spokesperson. Now, the grieving process had barely begun when her mother-in-law, Naomi, decided that she was going to pick up and return to Bethlehem. Now, Naomi told her two daughter-in-laws to return to their homes because this old woman was unable to remarry and bear more sons, and, you know, that they could marry. But you know what? Naomi obviously loved her two daughter-in-laws very much because she did not want them to sacrifice their lives and a chance at happiness by remaining with her. Now, Orpah was quick to return home to her people and the gods of her people, but not Ruth. You see, Ruth's love for Naomi allowed her to see past her own circumstances and see the need of her mother-in-law, Naomi. Ruth knew how much she herself was hurting, so she could only imagine how Naomi must be feeling. So Ruth made a commitment right then and there that she would leave everything behind and go with Naomi to her homeland. Not only did Ruth make a commitment to Naomi, but she also was ready to make a commitment to God. She was ready to take a chance and place her trust in God to help her to start over. Now, many of us may be experiencing famine in our lives because we have lost sight of our covering, our spokesman, King Jesus. We have let the pressures of everyday life wear us down. So we have given ourselves all kinds of excuses as to why we're not spending more time with the Lord. I know you've heard them. Lord, I'm just so tired, but we'll talk tomorrow. Lord, you know I love you, but this work schedule. Lord, as soon as I get myself together, I'm going to do great things in your name. You'll see. We tell ourselves and the Lord these things, and then we wonder why some of us spend all of our time worrying about or trying to live in the past. We refuse to live in the present because we're still trying to hold on to something that is already gone. Then others of us have the audacity to call ourselves being mad at God when he doesn't give us what we want. We want to treat God like he's Santa Claus instead of the almighty God that he is. But thanks to God, we can begin again. We can go on. We can move forward by the power of our faith through the Spirit of God. But like Ruth, we must be willing to make a commitment to trust God. We have to be ready to go the distance with him. Ruth was willing to go with Naomi and serve Naomi's God, even if it meant death. She knew that she would be a stranger in a strange land, but her love for Naomi was stronger than her fear of what would happen to her. You see, when we're going through our trials and tribulations, we should be mindful that others are going through things too. When we're going through, we should find others that are also hurting and bless them. We should also surround ourselves with saints that pray for us and give us good Christian counsel so that we might begin again. I'm going to tell you something. One of the enemy's greatest weapons is isolation. You see, he doesn't want us blessing or being a blessing when he's trying to wreak havoc in our lives. He wants us sitting somewhere in a corner feeling sorry for ourselves and thinking that nobody loves us. Well, duh, that's just wrong. Jesus loves us. Now, just as Ruth loved Naomi, I came to beseech you tonight to love Jesus. Hallelujah. Our love for that in that same way. Our love for Jesus must be greater than our circumstances. Our love for Jesus must be greater than our fear for starting over. Our love for Jesus must be greater than our happenstances or our circumstances. And we know that Naomi loved her some Ruth, because even though she herself may have felt bitter, it did not keep Ruth from teaching, it did not keep Naomi from teaching Ruth the ways of the Lord. It did not stop her from giving good counsel to Ruth so that she could start over. And we can start over. But first of all, we have to leave the past in the past, take a chance on God, and watch him work it out. Many of us have found ourselves in trouble due to our own choices, and we have to start again. We may have chosen to take a chance on the security of our job to see us through. We may have taken a chance on family and friends being there to bail us out. But tonight I'm asking you to trust God to work it out. Take a chance on God. I know it may be scary. I know it may be hard, you know, not to rely on your degrees, your jobs, your positions, your stocks, your bonds. But the word of God says, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Let me tell you, starting over can be a time of redemption and restoration when we follow Ruth's example. You see, we need to put God first. Like I said, our love for him must be greater than anything going on in our lives. And we need to let go of the dark past in order to move forward toward a new future. We need to understand that we will never be able to fly. We will never be able to mount up with the wings of eagles if we continue to carry the weight of the past around. Nor will we move forward if we're constantly looking back over our shoulders. We must be willing to make a commitment to God, spending time in His presence, praying and seeking His counsel on how, when, and where we ought to make a move. It was on the threshing floor for Sister Ruth. Naomi told her to wash and perfume and put on her best clothes. But instead of us putting on our best clothes, some of us really just need to get naked before the Lord. We just need to bear everything before Him, allowing Him to thresh or to separate those things from us that do not line up with His will and keep us from starting over. And when we go to the threshing floor, let us be perfumed with repentance. Let us be perfumed with gratitude. Let us be perfumed in praise and worship as we offer up ourselves to the Lord. You see, if we're going to start over, we can't continue to do the same old things expecting different results. That's called insanity all over the world. We should never, ever allow our circumstances to make us feel anxious or cause us to once again to begin to operate in the flesh. Like my sister said in her prayer, oh, we have been having a good time in this conference. And our anointed sister, Dr. Kathy Logan, just told us on Monday that some of us really need to allow God to put us back on the potter's wheel. Amen. Sometimes we need some things pruned or fine-tuned or totally refinished so that we can start anew. Some of us need to get an attitude adjustment. You see, we need to get out of self and get out of God's way so that He can lead us. Because I'm here to tell you, He's never going to co-sign for you. He is the orchestrator and the originator. He doesn't co-sign for us. We just say amen to Him. Jesus. If we really want to start over, some of us need to stop looking around and start looking up. You see, some of us need to start over because we just want to be the best. We've just got to one-up somebody. You know, Christians go broke all the time trying to keep up with the Joneses physically and spiritually. There's some of us that want everything that they see others have. Oh, or theirs has to be bigger. That sister over there was truly given a vision by God. And now that brother over there suddenly has been given the exact same vision. But his has to be bigger. Or that brother over there gets a new Lexus, and then that sister over here has to go get herself a robe. You better take yourself on back to the potter's wheel. You better put yourself on that threshing floor and allow God to thresh some things up out of you and to restore you so that you can start again and move forward. And finally, we should never be afraid to expect great things from God. You see, He is our provider, He is our protector, and He is faithful. As we look around today, we see so much chaos. People are losing their jobs, and they're going to have to find another one. They're starting over. People are losing their homes to the floods and the fires and the hurricanes and the tornadoes, and they're going to have to start over. There's people out there today that are living in addiction, and they're living in without conviction in anything. And they're going to have to start over. And I came to tell you tonight, if you do not have a relationship with the Lord, you can start right now. It's as simple as telling Him that you want to start over. And you're ready to take a chance on Him. You tried it your way, and it didn't work. Now let him know you're ready to make a commitment to trust him. And then don't be afraid to expect great things. Because our Lord and our Savior, he will never let you down. People will let you down, but God never will. People will disappoint you, but God never will. God will give you your new start. God will tell you how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, if you should do it. But we need to be ready for that new start. So I just pray that you have enjoyed my little talk, hallelujah, my little tips from Sister Ruth on tonight for starting over. And I am now going to turn the program over to my little sister, Michelle Scott, Evangelist Michelle, because I would like for her to comment first. Amen.
Thank you so much, Bishop. I love your talk, as I love all of your commentary. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they, when you talk about starting over, regardless of what they're starting over from, you know, be it they are a widow or a widower, or if they are, say, they're graduating from high school and they're going off to college, that's kind of starting over too, or they are getting out of a relationship and they're getting back on the dating scene, you know, after a while. That's starting over. So it's all different types of ways. You're starting a new job, you know. So you leave a different state and you move. You know, it's all different ways we can start over. So a lot of people, they're just afraid. You know, they get afraid of the unknown, you know. But all we have to do is, like you say, we put all of our faith and trust in Lord Jesus, because he's always there for us. And we, like you say, we have to get on that threshing floor. We have to, like you say, thrash around. Sometimes, you know, we have to, like back in the day, you know, get on that mourning bench and just moan it out. A lot of people don't know about that mourning bench, but, you know, sometimes you be there for days and days working it out. It out your soul salvation with Jesus, and you're not getting up until you worked it out. So, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to get back to that, you know, to working it out. And it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be scared. Talk it over with Jesus. Talk your concerns over with Jesus. Let him know all about it. He's sitting there. He's waiting.
Amen.
He wants you to talk to him about it. He's not like your friend. He's not like man. You know, he's not going to tell your secrets. You know, you can tell him anything. He's not going to get on the phone and tell people. He's not going to post your business on Facebook, or, you know, he's not going to tell it. He's going to hide that. He's going to, you know, wait for you to come back, and then he'll give you decisions, you know, just between you and him. So don't be afraid.
Amen.
Talk to him.
That's
about
good.
It. He's the one that you can tell it all to. He'll work it out with you. Never be afraid. And, you know, just always lean on Jesus. We're going to, you know, as you go through life, you know, move forward. You know, you're going to start over. You know, don't stay stuck in the past. You know, you got to move forward. You know, you got to get your car, you know, or your life out of park and put it into drive. You got to move forward. You're lonely or you're sad or you're whatever, but you like she said, you're depressed. You can't stay in the house. You can't just be isolated by yourself. An idle mind is the devil workshop, and as long as you're in there and you're depressed, you're going to just, you know, sink lower and lower and lower. You got to get out, be around other people. You can always help somebody else. You never know
Amen.
Who you can help. So,
Amen.
You know,
that's
get
good.
Out, get with somebody else, and the best person to get with is Jesus.
Jesus.
God bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God, this is my favorite part of the program where we're going to touch and agree. Hallelujah. If you would like to give your testimony about how God has started over something with the Lord, or how the Lord has, you have had to start over, and you can share your process with us, or if you just want to put your praise on it and touch and agree, if you would kindly press your 1 on your keypad, hallelujah, that will let me know that you would like to add your voice to the praise, hallelujah. We're going to start off with Sister Tina Brown, hallelujah. Good evening, Sister Tina. God bless
hallelujah.
You. Welcome.
Hallelujah. Praise God. What a beautiful, 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 beautiful starting over that you just did, both you and Sister Michelle.
Amen.
I just love the story of Ruth. Ruth is my, when I think of Ruth and I hear Ruth's story and how she went with her mother-in-law, I think of loyalty and I think of trust.
Yes.
She
hallelujah.
Trusted the Lord with all of her heart to go and be with the mother-in-law, and then the Lord blessed her at the end.
Yeah,
we
hallelujah.
Need to put trust in Jesus and in ourselves.
Amen.
I need to
Amen.
Put trust in Jesus and myself. But to me, starting over sometimes means with the simplest things like habits, our habits.
Mm-hmm.
From when we wake
mm-hmm.
up, the things that we do during the day, because we all have habits. And those habits can tend to kick us off of our focus and our study and our walk with Christ, at least for myself. Just getting in habits of doing things that aren't Christ-like. Eating the wrong food,
okay.
not exercising, stuff like that. For me, starting over is starting with my own body, mind, and spirit.
Yes. All
if
right, now that's good.
With all of those things, then I can't start over because I'm not in it to win it. I'm all
Amen.
Over the place.
Amen. Amen. So hallelujah.
With us going to the cross and praying to God and giving it to Christ to start over, all things are possible. But if we don't
Amen.
Get right with ourselves in front of God, then we're always going to keep repeating the same things like you mentioned.
Amen. Thank you, Sister mm-hmm. Tina. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to let a brother come on in the room because I know my brother sitting is in here, Pastor Jeffrey Scott. And let me just say, if you have not seen it on my wall and Evangelist Michelle Scott's wall, there is a video there of Pastor Scott and our dear brother, Dr. Sylvester Henderson. And honey, children, people, family, you need to go on over there and listen to that. Okay? That's all I got to say about that. Hallelujah. And if you can't find it,
hallelujah.
Hit me up. I will put it in your inbox. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Pastor, come on in the room. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening. That was a message that was right on time. It was on point. You know, as always, Bishop Cook, you know, God uses you in a mighty powerful way. And I thank you for allowing God to use you in that way.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about, you know, starting over. A lot of us, you know, sometimes we think we're starting over, but we're not actually starting over. We're starting from a new vantage point with the same old things
That's
that
good.
We used to do, or the same old things that we used to have, or the same old way we used to think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, So sometimes when we get to that, we have to get rid of everything. We have to let it all go. Let that past go. And sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, because other people can suffer
Hallelujah.
Behind what we hold on to from our past. And so,
yeah.
You know,
come
like,
on now.
Like the rich man, when Jesus said, if you sell all that you have, and give it to the needy, give it to the poor. You know, starting over, with nothing. Start over with my teachings, with nothing else but with me. That's what God is saying. God is saying,
yeah,
let me show you.
Come on,
sometimes
lay it
we
down.
Want to hold on to things. We want to hold on to things, and we bring our things into what God wants to do with our life, and we try to say, well, God, you can use this. And God said, no, get rid of it, because I don't need that. I need you to do what you are supposed to do.
You need to do. Hallelujah.
It's not work. You tried,
that's right,
earlier, it didn't work. So why don't you just get rid of that and let me lead you, let me guide you, let me walk you through this thing, and let me show you what I want you to do.
Come on.
Amen. You got me pumped up.
That's all right. That's all right. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. See, that's why we're catching that agreeing. That's why we're catching that agreeing, because, see, I just feel like, look, you know, we all walking this together, and you know, and we're supposed to stir up the gifts. We're supposed to come together and let people hear our unity, hear that we on the same page and we understand one another. That's what we're supposed to do. We are not a one-man band. So the more people come together and touch and agree, the more folks will come to an understanding that what we are saying is real. We are not having a mass hallucination, but what we are saying is based on the word of God. And if you don't like what we're saying, then you can go take it up with God. Hallelujah. And then you can come back and tell us what he said. Okay.
I love you.
Because up around here, we do things as a family because we want people to know
Praise God. Understand. Hallelujah.
Bishop Cook cannot reach everybody. Maybe Pastor Jeff will reach somebody tonight. Maybe Evangelist Michelle will reach somebody tonight. Maybe Sister Tina will reach somebody tonight. Maybe Apostle Holloway will reach somebody tonight, or Apostle Zeta will reach somebody tonight.
Glory.
See, we're coming at them. We're coming at them with a united front.
Praise God.
And we're spreading out into all the world. Hallelujah. We don't mind starting over.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because we've got each other to lean on and depend on and pray with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, now look, y'all stop it. Y'all get me happy all over.
Come on.
Amen. All right, now, we're going to go on over to the Holloway camp, because we call it the compound, because, you know, they hallelujah. We're going to go and see if Apostle would like to have a word on tonight about starting over, if he has a testimony. Amen. Hey, go ahead.
Glory. Amen. I want to give God praise, glory, and honor tonight. I love the book of Ruth. It's starting all over in the midst of a famine. Starting all over in the midst of having to turn from what you know and go into something you don't know.
All right.
Praise God.
Naomi said it's dead here in Moab. We came here because it was a famine at home. So now there's a famine here. I don't have nothing here. My husband's dead. My sons are dead. I have nothing, so I need to turn around and go back. And she told her daughters, okay, I don't have nothing to give you. So it would be your best interest to go back to whence you came. But Ruth said, no, I've been with you all these years. No, I'm not going back. What am I going back to? There's nothing out there. I gave it up when I married your son.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, why should I go back? Why should I turn backwards? Wherever you go, whatever you do, I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to stick and stay with you because something might happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to step out by faith.
I'm going to step out by faith and go with you.
All right.
That's good.
We got to, in this place that we're at, in this pandemic, it came so God could get our attention.
That's right.
Now we got to start all over. We got to give up. We got old things that passed away. Behold, all things become new. They're not going to come new if you still hanging on the past.
Right.
It ain't going
right.
That's right.
That's what I said.
You got to give it up.
Woo.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. That's good. Ruth turned it anew.
Let it go.
Yes.
And went with the mother-in-law. And because she went with her mother-in-law, look what happened. Yeah. She got the bloodline of Jesus. Hallelujah. God blessed her to be the one to carry on the lineage
of
so
Jesus.
That Jesus could come.
Yeah.
Amen.
So hallelujah. If she hadn't,
amen.
What would have happened?
Yep.
What would have happened?
Good.
But she got blessed.
Yes, we are always
known.
Blessed.
Not known. So we,
yes.
In God, we got to stay on the line.
Yes.
Start all over again. Do whatever you got to do. Let go. Turn it loose.
Let go, give it up, whatever. Come on. Let it go and turn it loose.
Hang on.
Turn it loose and let it go.
Turn it loose.
Come on. That's good.
You got to do something and seek God in this time.
That's right.
We're in the consecration and we got to seek God.
Amen, Apostle.
I give God.
Amen.
I give God praise. I give God glory that we can have an ear to hear what the message is saying to us, and that we
that's
obey.
Right.
And
thank you, Jesus.
Obey,
that's right.
You don't know what's up the road.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
But God does.
Great.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's good. That's
praise.
Good. Hallelujah. Now, is Prophetess with you tonight, Apostle, or are you just by? Amen.
Yes. Amen. I just praise God. I'm listening to everybody. It's so good. Praise God. I was thinking about just letting go and let God take us on. We're in a new place. I know God has given me some things to do, and everything is by faith. So we just believe God, hold on to God. All things are possible to him that believeth, that believes
right.
the word. So I'm just grateful for a new beginning. I'm thankful for the story of Ruth and how she let go and went in a new direction.
Yes.
She went in a new direction and she let go of the old thing. So I thank God tonight for the word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you, my beautiful woman of God. All right. God bless you, beautiful woman of God. Listen, saints of God, let me tell you something. You don't have to worry about starting over when you don't have to know your future as long as you know who holds your future.
Right.
As long as you know who holds your future and you know that all things work for our good, then you know that God is not going to send us into any place that he's not going to equip us to go.
That's right.
And as you we know the story of Ruth. We know how it ends up. We know the end of the story. If we want to truly be blessed and come into the fullness of that abundant life, then we must be prepared to start over. We must be prepared to hit the reset button if God says hit the reset button. Because sometimes, we can be coasting along, like Ruth did for 10 years. She was living a good life. Things were going well. And then all of a sudden we get to an area in our life and boom, it all falls apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
It all falls apart. And then some of us, we just want to keep trying to do what, like we've been saying, what we used to do, and it's not working because what we did then was for that season.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
God now has a new season for us. Our purpose may deepen. It's getting richer. He's adding layers, you know? And so we're going to have to start some things, learn some things, you know, so that we can keep going, moving forward. And I just praise God for that. I've had to start over 3 times. I got hit by a car. I had to start all over. I had to learn how to walk all over again. I had to, you know, the things that most people take for granted, you know, I had to learn how to redo. Then when my husband, I was for 26 beautiful years, I was married to my husband. Then one day, boom, my husband died. I had to start over again alone. Moved me all the way to Missouri to do it. But you know what? Again, I wasn't afraid because I know that I prayed and I sought God. And I didn't go up there wanting God to co-sign my great ideals. I said, Lord, what will you have me do now?
Right. Amen.
You know, what will you have me do now? What do you want? How do you want me to be? What do you want me to do in this phase of my life?
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
And see what all I heard the Lord say is stick close. Stick close.
Praise God.
I'll talk you through it. See, his spirit is, the Paracletos is there to talk you through it. He says, come on, walk with me, talk with me, and I'll show you some things.
Yes.
You know, I'll put some different, I'll move some things out and move more Jesus in because you're going to need more love in this phase of your walk. You're going to need more patience in this phase of your walk. You're going to need more humility because you're going to come up against people that are going to hate you and talk about you and just because you're a Christian. So you're going to have to be able to suck it up and stand up for the Lord.
Yes.
You know, so we can't be afraid to start over. We can't be afraid to go, okay, God, you know, I might not know what you're doing, but as long as you're doing the driving, I'm riding. That's all I got to say. As long as God is driving, I'm riding.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
You know. So now, Apostle Zeta, your last but not least, dear woman of God, you can come on in the house and take us on home now.
Well, amen. I think we're on our way home. Praise the Lord. It was so good. I enjoyed both yourself and Evangelist Michelle Scott.
Yeah.
The words that you shared, the topic was good, and as someone else said, needed. Praise God. Sister Tina started out by talking about, Evangelist Michelle Scott, about going forward, you know, and that is so important. Because if we're not thinking going forward, we might take back a step or so. So, but we want to make sure that in our continued walk with the Lord and while we're on this journey, that we continue to go forward no matter what we do. Go forward in that he has given us to do. And even, you know, she mentioned the fact that there might be some fears may set in. Sometimes with some people, and that's okay. Take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord. Handle that because he doesn't have anything to do with fear. Praise God. And so always go to him if the enemy comes with you to try to frighten you or scare you or make you feel like you have need to be afraid.
That's right.
Tina was talking about, you know, dealing with our own selves, you know.
Yeah, I have
it. and the loyalty and the trust, hallelujah, that we are to have in the body of Christ. And that's what Ruth had. She had was loyal.
Integrity.
Trusting. And not only that, she loved her mother-in-law.
Yes, she did. She had integrity.
And it was expressed. And that was so most beautiful. Because that's what we need to see more of in the body of Christ. Love expressed among ourselves. Praise God. Everything was just good. Sister Tina wound up talking about taking care of our own bodies, our self-care. Is all needed along the way because we need to stop sometimes rest. Because Jesus did, and if he saw fit to have that need, so should we.
Yes.
You know, so should we. Because he took time out to rest, and so we should do the same. You know, it was just everybody had such good comments. Pastor Jeffrey was talking about not holding on to the past, but, you know,
that's
allowing
right.
God, hallelujah, stepping into whatever he's given us to do, seeking him as we go along the way. And that's so important. Everything that was mentioned was you all really took care of it. It was really good. But I enjoyed the book of Ruth, and I know Apostle Holloway was talking about faith, and, you know, and that's so important, and you know, and starting over again in the midst of. You know, a famine at the time, you know, when there was nothing. And oftentimes, the Lord will give us something to do when there is nothing.
Amen.
But we have to acknowledge the fact that the one that called us to it is the one that is everything. He is everything to us. And as we start out and as we go in the direction or wherever he's leading us to go or to do or to be, then in our trusting him without a thing, knowing that he's going to be the provider. If
that's
he's sending
right.
us somewhere and there's nothing
he's
in our
provide.
Hands yet, he is going to provide it, and he's going to provide it on time. I've experienced it. Sure, some of the rest of you have as well, praise God. But I, too, believe that in this pandemic and what's going on now, God is getting the attention of those that are paying attention to him. You know, everybody isn't. And that's
unfortunate. Right.
We just have to keep praying for them, hallelujah, that they do get it. But I believe that he is getting attention. His remnant has gotten the attention. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that God is going to move in our midst like never before. Because through the Bible, when things like this have entered in, you know, when there was famine, when there was nothing, there was diseases, God moved. He moved.
Yes, always.
Things happened and things changed and people prospered.
Yes, yes. Amen. Okay. All right. Well, you know, we just praise God. I praise God for all these anointed comments. And if you are in the house and there's still a few moments, if you would like to get in on that praise, you are more than welcome to. We just want everybody to know that during this pandemic, we may have to start over, and we may have to start. We're going to start over. Our normal is going to be different than our normal was before. And we can't be afraid of it. There's no need for us to panic. There's no need for us to, you know, revert back to, you know, hoarding toilet paper and hand sanitizers, because our God is still in control. He's still El Shaddai. He's still El Elyon. He's still
Amen.
God. And his promises are still true. And if he says, you know, leave this place and go into another, then we have to do that. Or if he says stay put, we need to stay put. Because sometimes he's doing a new thing right where you are.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, sometimes when we feel like God is telling us to do a new thing, we've got to jump up and go someplace. So we've got to jump up and go do something. No. Sometimes God is just wanting us to sit and get our minds right. Let
Thank
that word
you.
Renew our minds. Sometimes he just wants us to sit, get on that threshing floor and let that, and you know, cry until the pain of that loss leaves.
Yeah.
Or, you know, get on that threshing floor and just cry the tears of I don't know what to do next. Because let
Amen.
Me tell you something. When we go before God and say, God, I'm ready to begin again, but I don't know how to do it. I'm not quite sure what to do. God says, perfect. That's
Amen.
Exactly where I need you to be.
Oh, glory.
Amen.
That's exactly where I need you to be.
Yeah.
So you can come to me and trust in me and depend on me and rely on me, because it pleases me to come through for you. It pleases me to bless you. It pleases me to be there for you and watch you walk in all of your newness. Watch you walk in your sparkling, shining light lit up. That girl brings me joy.
Yeah.
It brings me joy.
Jesus.
Thank
so when we are not afraid to begin again, when we are not afraid to begin anew, when we are not afraid to put ourselves on the potter's wheel, you know, when we are not afraid to go into the threshing floor, perfumed
Amen.
With repentance, gratitude, praise and worship.
Yes.
Even if our hearts are breaking, we should go into the Lord with our hands up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just saying, through it all.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know where we go. I don't know where I'm going next, but I know I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you forward,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you.
So we just pray that you have received a real blessing on tonight. I know I did. I love teaching. I love just, you know, sharing, because, you know, we here on Sister and Sister, we bring you some very hard-hitting topics. But we must balance that with hope. We must balance those topics with love. And we must balance those topics with encouragement for our own hearts, especially us, because we are servant leaders. So, you know, it really is just a blessing to have all of you here and to hear all of your beautiful comments. Evangelist Michelle, my beautiful, most beloved sister, you did a phenomenal job as always. You prayed us. You prayed, you know, you prayed one of them arrow prayers straight through the throne room as always. And I just want to thank you all for listening. I pray that you will all come back, continue to walk with us throughout the week. Tomorrow we have Wounded No More with Prophetess Vanessa Carver, you know, because we're overcomers in Christ. We don't, you know, we are truly overcomers. We may be broken, but we're healed. And we need to walk in our healing instead of our brokenness. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
On Friday, we have our very own Pastor Jeffrey Scott coming with Every Man Standing in His Place. On Sunday mornings, you can join us for the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And then on Monday, it'll be day four, the final session of the Resurge Conference with Apostle Zeta Flowers. And our guest speaker will be Pastor Joan Allen, hallelujah, from Modesto, California. Hallelujah. So we are looking forward to all of that. And we just want to thank all of you in the chat rooms that called in on Skype. We just praise God that you're all in the house tonight. Hallelujah. We just want you to trust Jesus, try Jesus.
Oh,
if you
yes.
must take a chance on something,
yes.
take a chance on
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
I guarantee
right.
you it will be worth it.
Well,
so
yes.
we pray
Amen.
That you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, be ye transformed. Good night, and God
Amen.
Bless you, everyone. We love you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, and we love you,
Bye.
Too.
Bye. Love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.